success. Media. Network. 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 Network.
This is your show.
Good day, successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to the Four Principles of Success, number 48, where I chat with successful people and entrepreneurs about how they enhance their businesses and lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. And if you want to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Nick Britton. Nick is located in Miami, Florida, and has served multiple positions in his career. However, being a preschool teacher was one of the greatest. He served as an advocate at the state level for children and special education, and now teaches adults how to solve personal problems and achieve their dreams while learning and loving from their children. He has several professional publications, hosts weekly networking events, and has given public speaking engagements in multiple regions of the country. While Nick has started several companies and currently owns several real estate properties, he still advocates and donates to many veteran nonprofits and has become a brand advocate to two lifestyle brands, A Plus Hustle and Optimize. Nick, are you ready to help our listeners prepare for success?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the kind words and, you know, from taking this time out to set up an interview.
I'm glad you're here with me, and we're going to get into some fun information, I'm sure. All right, Nick, aside from your busy business world, tell us a little bit more about your personal life.
Personally, I'm in Miami right now. Not always a tropical weather type of guy. I grew up in Massachusetts. I went to college up in Vermont. I went to grad school in Vermont. I still have properties in Vermont. And I woke up one day in 2015. I looked at my electric bill and it said the average temperature was -7 degrees. And at that point, I knew I had to leave and I had to pursue my my dream. So I quit my job, drained out my 401k, and moved 1,300 miles away to South Florida. And that's where I am right now.
Yeah, I think I feel your pain, because as soon as the winter hits here in St. Louis, I get very miserable.
Yeah, it's crazy because I did 25, 26 winters, right? So I love the winter. I love the snow, but it became too much.
What got you interested in coaching others into bettering their lives?
You know, that goes down to my big purpose in my life. The reason I do everything is I just want to help as many people as possible. And the way that looks, it constantly changes. When I was younger, I thought helping would be in the military. I love our soldiers. I love veterans. I love people who serve our country. But then I realized that being an educator is an amazing, amazing job, amazing profession. Then after receiving my master's degree, I realized that everyone is educators, which is very ironic to think about. You know, teachers, coaches, everyone can teach another person. Everyone is a professor. Everyone is a coach. Everyone is an educator. You just need to change your perception on the world.
For those who may not know, tell us a little bit about your book, Children Know Success.
Yes, I've written two books now. That was my first book, and that did fairly well on Amazon. Congrats on your book, man. Writing a book is such a huge feat, right? My first book is... it was my pride and joy. And I promise you, if you have goals to write a second one, it will only become easier. My first book, I wanted to do is I want to help people truly just realize their purpose and become a better human being. And my time, you know, as you stated, as a preschool teacher and observing children was really fundamental into my book writing, because I realized that everyone has what it takes to be successful. And now a lot of people, you know, that's very motivating, right? Everyone has what it takes to be successful. And at the same time, at one point or another in our life, I truly believe that we all tapped into, as you say, the principles of success on these tools of success that we had. And along the way, we kind of lost it.
What do you feel are the three main things that adults can learn from children?
Number one is the power of the mind. sounds very cliche, but I believe that the most powerful thing in the world is the mind. And, you know, I don't know if you have children or whatnot, but kids have such a powerful imagination. And somewhere along the line, we stopped dreaming. We just started settling. And I researched some of the most successful people, and they have some amazing imaginations. And with that, they also have this incredible drive and perseverance to succeed. So I believe all three of those, the power of the mind, the imagination, the drive to succeed, as well as the perseverance, is essential.
Yeah, and there's been a scientific study that actually showed that as we age, our power of imagination decreases greatly. So yeah, very true. With life being so hectic these days, how can parents organize and maximize their time personally, but still keep quality time with their children?
You know, the biggest thing with that is, you know, your podcast is about success, right? So, and it was challenging for me, but you need to understand that every person in the world has the same amount of time, right? Time, the difference is how we manipulate and how we utilize this time, right? I know there's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours in a week. How I use that is going to make sure I'm successful. I like to write down my schedule, old school, pen and piece of paper, not a journal, not a calendar, no apps work for me. I like to just write down what I need to do that day. And that works for me, might not work for you, but I believe everyone should have some type of journal. Everyone should have some type of calendar and schedule that they have to be focused on their time, be very aware of their time.
As human beings, we each desire our own space in the world. How do people learn to fulfill family goals while still reaching their personal goals simultaneously?
Yes, and that's a very deep question, because family goals are huge. And as soon as you become a family or have a family, you know, your personal goal. I remember when I first found out I was going to be a father, you know, that was the most motivated I have ever been in my life, right? And this might be my experience, not everyone else's, but as soon as you find out that you're going to really have a father, you know, you're responsible for another human being. And that's such an amazing, beautiful thing that it's like, you know, what type of role model would you be to not pursue your dreams and your goals and your passions as much as possible, you know? So once you commit to that and get in the right mindset, you have to just work like a madman. And you know, it's crazy to say, you got to work like a madman. You got to work your butt off and stay persistent and understand that, you know, you're going to get your break and it's going to work out for you.
Now, as we all know, life's a giant roller coaster of ups and downs. Nothing ever stays the same and happy and bright and shiny. Throughout your journey, what was the most unsuccessful time that you've ever had in your life?
Let's steer this towards, you know, the month of September, right? Because this is October right now. The month of September, I'm down in Miami. We had a Hurricane Irma came across, and I lost about $117,000 because of this hurricane. You know, in sounds very, very strange, but losing that amount of money and properties and whatnot and dealing with insurance and lawsuits and this whole mess of a situation, I just got to stay focused on my big picture goal. I want to be making $100 million. So what is $120,000 to my $100 million goal? It's nothing, right? It's a penny. It's barely anything. So if I stay focused on my, you know, my $100 million goal, then losing $120K is really nothing. So the month of September was challenging. It's still dragging on for me. It's still not ending. But, you know, as long as we stay focused on what we want, our big picture goal, it all works out.
What do you feel was one of the hardest things for you to overcome in your business that you've since conquered?
The hardest thing to overcome in my business, probably, honestly, it sounds bad, but, you know, my family thinking they love and care for me, telling me that maybe I shouldn't be an entrepreneur. And that's very difficult for me to say, because I received two bachelor's degrees. I had a master's degree. I had a 401k, a normal, typical job. And for me, I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And I quit that all in my late 20s, and a lot of people were questioning why I quit it. And those people questioning me only cared for me, but they planted seeds in my head that maybe I shouldn't do this. So it was another barrier for me to go through. It was really that me versus the world mentality.
Yeah, that seems to be a similar situation for a lot of people. Family tend to think that they're helping and care about you, so they tell you not to do things that they deem to be risky, but your happiness is what matters overall.
Yes, I thought, you know, for me, it might be a bigger risk to wake up in 40 years and wonder what would have happened if I took that leap of faith. So, you know, I did it. And there were times where it was ugly. There were times where I was sleeping in my office for 2-3 weeks at a time because I had no place to live. And that was less than 2.5 years ago. But, you know, staying persistent and staying focused, it all worked out.
What was your most challenging client-related situation and how'd you resolve it?
Yes, so one of my first, we briefly talked about property management, and I actually started up a property management company down here in South Florida. I love the idea of helping people and to managing people's properties. And within a year and a half, I grew that company from a small little startup, and you know, that I was sleeping into to about $85,000 a month, which is pretty significant. But you know, we would always have to manage clients' expectations, right? We were managing portfolios of 100 to 200 properties. And all we had to do was manage their expectation. Like, hey, we were never going to be able to collect 100% rent for all 200 units, right? And that frustrates me because I think we can, but the numbers say, you know, you're going to have vacancies. You're going to have those tenants. And I had one guy who was worth about $75 million. And he had 130 single family homes down here. And he never understood that. He wanted 100%. And I'm a firm believer of under promising and over delivering. And we actually ended up losing that contract. But, you know, I stayed true to myself and my principles and my company's purpose.
What one thing in your business are you currently struggling to overcome?
Well, right now I've partnered, you know, these entrepreneurs, we all have a bunch of things going on. Right now I've partnered in a social media management company, and we're trying to help small businesses grow their social media footprint. And a lot of the companies, it frustrates me, a lot of small companies are okay being a small company. And for me to swallow that pill, I actually work closely with my wife, understanding that not everybody wants to have hundred millions of dollars and not everyone wants to grow a business to, you know, $10 million a year. That was challenging for me. And understanding that some entrepreneurs out there, some businesses just want to truly help people, but just stay in their niche, stay small and stay comfortable and not trying to consult so much and to help them with that.
What do you feel is your one biggest business triumph to date?
My biggest business triumph, I was able to sell my property management company within 18 months of starting up that company. And that's kind of unheard of, is to sell a company in less than 2 years. And I was able to do that. But that was a huge success for me.
Wow, that's good. 18 months, that's fast.
Yes. And I had, you know, you're trying to get involved with real estate right now. I was doing as much as I can, but I really knew nothing about real estate going in beforehand, and I was able to sell it.
What do you feel is your one biggest personal triumph to date?
Personally, it's funny. I look back at all my education and my whole life, I was told I was special ed up and through middle school and high school. And I had a reading problem and a speech problem. I'm one of those people where I needed to prove people wrong. I graduated high school with a 2.2 GPA. Don't know how I graduated. But then I graduated grad school with a 4.0. I was a professor for a little bit, but most importantly, you know, writing my new books, writing my two books are huge personal triumphs, just because my latest book is getting a lot of great PR from some big name people. And that's huge for me because, you know how it is on Amazon. The past 45 days, I've sold 1,000 copies of my books. And that's pretty significant on Amazon. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, I want to, once you get a little bit of success, I want more, right? So I'm like, how can I sell 100,000 copies, not 1,000?
And what's the title of your new book?
That's Lessons from the Little Ones. And that's on Amazon as well.
Hang tight, successors. We'll return to our conversation with Nick Britton as well as Quick Success after a word from our sponsors. Podcasters, want more listeners? Check out promosharecast.com and join the community today. That's promosharecast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. promosharecast.com. Are you a tense, tired, busy person who works day in and day out, who tends to lack the proper sleep and energy? Using modular supplements, health-related articles, recipes, life hacks, and more, Bellison can help. With quality as high as Bellison, you're buying from a company that cares about the environment and only uses premium vegan supplements. That's Bellison.com. Want to learn how to cook healthy, exercise, and meditate in just 30 minutes a day? Bellison.com. Want to feel healthy, energetic, and focused like me? Bellison.com. To receive a 10% discount at checkout... Whoa, hold on. Now receive even more health benefits with a 20% discount at checkout. Go to Bellison.com with the coupon code THE4POS to get your 20% off now. Visit Bellison.com. That's BELISAN.com. Compassion and quality without compromise. Bellison.com. And we're back with coach and author Nick Britton. Now we get into the part of the show I like to call Quick Success, where you, Nick, can inspire the successors to enhance their lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. Nick, what are you currently doing to enhance your knowledge?
Yes, well, I love reading books. I firmly believe that, you know, to be successful, you need to read, right? And I read books even though I hated to read books. It was like my least favorite hobby, and I forced myself to love to read. So I'm constantly reading a book right now. I'm actually going back into books that I've already read. So if you told me 5 years ago I'd read books several times, I would have told you were crazy. But I think, you need to read to succeed.
What are you currently doing to enhance your health?
My health. There's two parts of health. There's like your physical health, and then there's your, your emotional, your mental health. With the mental health, working out is huge. I played 4 years of college football. I love working out. It's funny, you get a little older and it gets a little harder to work out and stay in shape, but that's essential for me. But making sure that mentally I'm doing all right. I reading actually takes care of my mental health. Having some quiet time, writing down my goals every morning is huge for me mentally. If I don't write down what I want to do that day, I would probably go crazy.
What are you currently doing to enhance your wealth?
Enhance my wealth. I work like a madman, right? I stay focused on my purpose, on helping people. And I know that the more people I help, the more wealth I would acquire, whether that's money, whether that's feeling good, whatever that might be. I'm so focused on, going to bed knowing I put in a good 10, 12, 14-hour day.
What are you currently doing to enhance your spirituality?
Spirituality is huge. I think it's essential as well as just to stay grateful, to be alive and grateful for everyday opportunities. So I wake up every morning, I thank God, whatever that might be, for getting me up this morning, and I go to bed at night and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to help the world. And just staying focused, staying humble, and staying grateful, I believe, is huge with spirituality.
Are there any modern technologies or apps that help you achieve success?
It's funny. Google, everything with Google, the Google Drive, whether it's Google Calendars or Google Sheets or Google Docs, I've really jumped full into Google, which is probably why I have an Android phone. But I love Google Drive and Docs. I run all my businesses and finances on, the Google Drive.
What new thing, book, activity, technology, or skill are you really excited to learn and dive into?
What new thing? That's very interesting. We just got a new car, coincidentally, and the new car can be controlled by the phone, which I really haven't taken a second to mess around with that. But for most of my life, I drove a piece of crap car. I used public transportation. This is the sacrifices I made to be successful. And the wife and I were buying a house. We're closing on it within the next 5 days, which is stressful. And we just bought a nice car. So I haven't really even jumped into the craziness that this car has, but it knows, when I get out of the car, I get a text message telling me where I parked. And I really haven't figured out all the technology and everything I can do. But I'm excited to mess around with that.
You got me curious. What kind of car is it?
It's a Buick, believe it or not. 2017 Buick, but it has Wi-Fi in the car. Runs off of Wi-Fi, which is just crazy. You can sit there and in a parking lot and be hooked up. It's like 10 times faster Wi-Fi than any Comcast or anything else I have, which is just nuts.
Nick, how can our listeners connect with you?
Yes, the best way is probably Twitter would be huge, which is at NJ Britton. I'm all over the internet, right? I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but most importantly, I just want to connect with people. I want to help people. I want to have good relationships with people. So if you see me on social media, and you will just by putting in my name or NJ Britton. Shoot me a message and let's go through this path together. And that's a big thing. This is probably why you do the podcast, because you want to do it together with other people. You want to help people. And that's what I want to do. So let's connect.
Finally, Nick, what's your definition of success?
My definition of success was actually stolen from one of my mentors, who I know very well, Mr. Grant Cardone. And I met with him a couple of times, and he told me that success is actually a distance. And that distance is from where you are in your life and where you know your potential can be. I'm going to say that one more time for you, that success is a distance from where you are right now in your life and where you know your potential can be. And you're either getting closer to your success or further every single day. And you just need to constantly pursue that success, whether it's money, happiness, time with family, wealth, whatever it might be.
Successors, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Nick Britton. Please check out more successful free content like this at the4pos.com, as well as rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening and prepare for success. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you so much.
If you want to do more, earn more, be more, and stay more motivated, visit Amazon.com right now for a copy of Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now at Amazon.com. Podcasters, want more listeners? Check out promosharecast.com and join the community today. That's promosharecast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. Promosharecast.com.